The city of Charlevoix is known for its vistas, its lighthouse, and fishing. If you've been there, it might surprise you to know that much of its downtown is a Superfund site. Pollution was first discovered in the city's groundwater in 1981, and since then, Charlevoix residents have used Lake Michigan for drinking water and called it good. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency is back and has some cleanup to do. One woman might be losing her home in the process. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFond has more.
Barbara Godwin-Chulik bought her two-story building in downtown Charlevoix in 1980. It's got three apartments and commercial frontage. Chulik says it was perfect. Living space for her, a spot for her pottery studio downstairs, and rental income, which she needs to supplement the sale of her art.
You know, I felt like I was really, doing pretty well. And then a year later, it was a knock on the door from the local health department guy and a guy from the DNR.
Chulik's building previously housed a dry cleaner that used and dumped a chemical known as PCE. The soil beneath her home was contaminated.
And that began this whole almost 40 years of not knowing what was going to happen next.
In the next couple of years, Chulik has to decide whether to have her family home demolished. It all started in a pre-regulation era when several dry cleaners and a tool shop in Charlevoix used and dumped industrial solvents on their properties. In the 80s, plumes of cancer-causing PCE and TCE were found in Charlevoix's groundwater. It was declared a Superfund site. The EPA built the city a roughly $3 million plant to get their drinking water from Lake Michigan. Laws were made prohibiting drinking water wells in the area. And the state of Michigan did some soil cleanup under Chulik's home. This was in the 90s.
They did some kind of treatment and said to us, well, this should do the trick.
Chulik had to trust that because moving was never an option for her. She raised her family in the building. And then, through advances in science, we learned that pollution left in the ground can still harm people, even if they don't touch soil or use the groundwater. Toxic chemicals can come into buildings in the form of vapors through cracks in foundations and basements. It's called vapor intrusion, and the EPA has been looking for it in Charlevoix. They've equipped 16 buildings in town, including Chulik's, with vacuum systems that keep vapors from entering. They also found more contamination, including a pool of PCE 16 feet beneath Chulik's home. They want to tear down her building, compensate her for its value, remove all of that contaminated soil, and give her back a vacant lot. But she's worried she won't be given enough money to build a new home. And she's worried about her family's health after they lived on the site for decades.
This whole situation, I feel like, I want to just do it all over again. I wish I could have been way more proactive instead of feeling invaded.
Chulik could say no to having her home demolished, but then cleanup would take longer, and the pollution under her building affects her neighbors. Nobody from the EPA was available for an interview, despite numerous requests from IPR, but we spoke with the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. They were working closely with the EPA on the site, and they basically said, yeah, back in the 90s, we didn't know about vapor intrusion, and we didn't know about these other sources of contamination. And once we knew, we acted. The EPA's new proposed cleanup for all of Charlevoix will cost more than $15 million. In addition to Chulik's home, they want to demolish two other commercial buildings downtown in the next 3 years. In November of 2019, a 30-day public comment period opened on the EPA's new cleanup plan. And according to Mark Heidloff, there was lots of confusion about it at a public meeting in December.
The sense I have is that this is a thing that everybody thought was cleaned up 30 years ago.
Heidloff is Charlevoix's city manager. He calls the EPA's communication with residents before that meeting lackluster.
They cited at their first public meeting that sometimes the mail doesn't work well in northern Michigan, which I consider to be a slap in the face to all of us who live up here.
He wrote a letter to the EPA urging them to keep public comment open until this January, so Charlevoix residents could, quote, more thoughtfully engage.
I had very good conversations with Senator Stabenow's office and Representative Bergman's office, and thankfully the EPA has extended the public comment period.
We spoke with the pastor of a local church where the EPA is also testing, and he said they were helpful and answered his questions. He also thinks they were responsive to the complaints they got at the meeting. They encouraged the formation of a citizens group. Barb Chulik says now, at least, she feels less alone.
I'm really just so grateful, I really am, that this is being addressed and getting handled. And it's finally.
She still doesn't know what she's going to decide. But the EPA says if they can execute their cleanup plan the way they want, the groundwater should completely recover in 35 years. And again, if you want to visit, a reminder that Charlevoix's drinking water comes from Lake Michigan and is safe. I'm Kay LaFond.
That story was featured on Points North, a weekly show and podcast from Interlochen Public Radio.